The budget balances the books, but only for the time being. That's thanks in most part to using all of the money Wisconsin is getting through its out-of-court settlement against the major tobacco companies. Critics, like Republican State Representative Steve Nass, say it doesn't do anything to address future budget deficits. He says lawmakers should have taken the opportunity to make more meaningful cuts and freezes in government spending. Nass says that's why he voted against the budget. While most estimates put the deficit at $1.1 billion, Nass figures it's more like $2.8 billion. He says that's because the lower estimate takes some unlikely factors into account.
That assumes we will have to not backfill Badger Care, for example, or that we will have no increase in health insurance costs for state employees, that the legislature will not pass any bill that spends money.
Democratic Senator Kevin Schabelsky is no fan of the bill either. He says it does nothing to fix the state government's structural deficit and squanders the tobacco settlement. Schabelsky also happens to be running for lieutenant governor. He says the budget process in Wisconsin needs to be reformed.
The process was borderline corrupt. All the power in the legislature ends up residing with two individuals who sit behind closed doors and decide public policy. That is not the way the system is supposed to work. Quite frankly, it's time to throw it out and build anew.
These critics do actually like some provisions in the budget. Nass says filling only 80% of future state government jobs is one step toward meaningful cost-cutting. Schabelsky says he's glad money for public education wasn't cut. Even Governor McCallum, who's expected to sign most of the bill into law, says it isn't perfect, but he says it allows state government to move on and build the state's economy. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.